And that's why it was amazing to see Alejandro Mayorkas on with Brett Baer yesterday morning on Fox News Sunday, trying to defend a claim of effectively managed. There's no way you can do this, but he does his best. Listen to this.
When you're talking about effectively managing, last month saw the most encounters along the southern border in DHS history. In all of last year, fiscal year, there were 1.7 million encounters, and already there have been almost 1.1 million, and it's not even May. So do you have a different definition of effectively managed?
Oh, not at all, Brett. You know what happens to these individuals? They are either expelled under the Title 42 of the CDC, or they are placed into immigration enforcement proceedings. They make their claims under the law. If those claims don't prevail, they are promptly removed from the United States.
But is it the objective of the Biden administration to sharply reduce the total number of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border? Is that the objective?
It is the objective of the Biden administration to make sure that we have safe, legal, and orderly pathways for individuals to be able to access our legal system. We are against irregular migration, against individuals taking a perilous journey, putting their lives in the hands of smugglers, and trying to enter the United States in between the ports of entry. That is why we call for legislation to fix, Brett, what everybody agrees is a broken immigration system, and why we're rebuilding an immigration system that has been dismantled.
You call for immigration reform legislatively a lot. Can you name one thing that would help you deport more illegal immigrants that Congress could do?
What we are talking about when we talk about legislation is building the orderly legal pathways for people to obtain relief under our laws.
But you want people to be out if they're not supposed to be here, correct?
Absolutely. That's okay. The law.
Do you know how many illegal aliens DHS has released from the southwest border into the United States since the president took office?
Do you know what released means, Brett? Because release doesn't mean just let go into the United States. It means if we do not detain individuals, they're placed on alternatives to detention, and they are in immigration enforcement proceedings. And if they do not appear for their immigration enforcement proceedings, they are a priority for enforcement action.
What percentage That's what of we're migrants speaking. Released with those notices to appear actually show?
Do you know? Just over 86%.
Okay. So the numbers are that, according to the U.S. District Court, which you submitted, the DHS has directly released at least 836,000 aliens into the United States since January 21st. Then you add the 207,000 unaccompanied alien children, UACs. And then your Border Patrol estimates somewhere from 200,000 to 400,000 gotaways, in other words, encounters that are not evade apprehension.
So does that. And gotaways have been a challenge.
From the beginning, yeah.
From the beginning.
But that matches your numbers roughly?
I believe so.
So that's all without Title 42 in place. I mean, with Title 42 in place.
With Title 42.
When it's removed, you're going to see more numbers, right?
We very well could, and we estimate that we will, which is why, precisely why, Brett, we've been planning since September of 2021 for the eventual end of Title 42, an authority that the CDC exclusively controls.
Oh, my God. That is so pathetic. That is so incredibly pathetic. That's Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. But he's the one that's at the helm here that's allowing all these people to come across our border. That man right there, he needs to go. Stay where you are. Coming up, Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, will tell us what's going on. They got a big event, a big candidate forum coming up this afternoon. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, there is some police activity there on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound before Russell Road. Also, a little bit of congestion as you work your way through the Henderson area on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You'll touch the brakes as you work through there. Major delays downtown as they continue that bridge reconstruction project. That's on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And they're going to be working on that. So no pain, no gain. That continues throughout the course of 2022.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. If the A's move to Las Vegas, they will build a stadium at one of two sites. They have not officially said what those sites are, but it is being reported that one of the two sites would be at the location of the Tropicana, and that would be a partnership with the resort operator of the Tropicana. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they knock off at Tacoma yesterday by a 6-5 score. They are off today. They'll play Sacramento tomorrow. Tough weekend for UNLV baseball. They end up getting swept by Air Force. They have a midweek game coming up tomorrow against California Baptist.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today is a big day for my friends at the Gun Owners of America, because they're going to have a 2022 primary election legislative candidate forum. Joining us now is Monty Bowen. He is the Pacific Regional Director of Gun Owners of America, and he joins us. Monty, this is a big deal at your brand-new office there on Decatur. Tell us what you're going to be doing this afternoon.
Yeah, we've got about 23 candidates from the state Senate, and then we've got some from the Assembly. I think it's District 1 that are coming up to speak to some people and kind of give their views on what the Second Amendment means to them.
Now, are these all candidates that have been vetted by Gun Owners of America? Is these ones that you endorse or what?
No, these are ones that are that we kind of give everybody that we've not endorsed in on those races yet. The ones that we've endorsed, a lot of them will come out and show their support with us. They'll show up, and, well, of course, we'll let them speak a little bit. But these are ones that are still seeking endorsements, so we're still working on the tiresome endorsement line. It does, to vet the candidates correctly and stuff, it does take us a little bit of time.
So what are some of the offices that where you will have representatives? Will you have, like, the constitutional offices, Secretary of State, AG, that kind of thing?
Yes, I think we do have some AGs coming. I know right now it's the state Senate and the Assembly District 1.
And if folks want to come out and they want to see these candidates, be able to talk to these candidates, vet them for themselves, how do they go about doing it?
Well, we have a simple survey that we throw out there, and, you know, they fill that out. And then, of course, you know, if they've served in a political field, we kind of check back on their voting records to make sure that, you know, what they're saying on our survey kind of backs up what they do on what they actually do while they're in the seat. And, you know, also on a correction on that, it is the state assembly candidates plus the Congress District 1 as well.
Oh, okay.
That was the other one I forgot.
Okay. No, but that is great. Are you going to be doing this a lot? I know, I know you've got the big new office at 570 South Decatur that you're using for events like this. Will you be doing this more as we get closer to June 14th?
Yes, we will be doing it more. We're probably looking at a few more other events, and then what we'll start doing is turning towards that early voting time. I know we got May 28th sneaking up on us pretty quick. So,
yeah.
You know, our biggest thing is getting these endorsements out as quick as we can, and it is time consuming because we just don't throw an endorsement out there. I mean, there is a lot of homework on the back end.
Well, and then that's what I was going to ask you. Once you get the surveys back from the candidates, what happens then? Do you vet those surveys to see if what they're saying on the survey matches the way they voted or the way they've been talking on the campaign trail?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. The ones that haven't been in the office, we usually look at what they're saying in public a lot. We go to a lot of these events as GOA representatives, and we'll listen to what they say about the Second Amendment. And as long as they're kind of in key and they're publicly saying that, then that's something that you can kind of hold the candidates true to. And the ones that have held office, again, it goes, we go back, we look at the voting records, and if they voted against, you know, if they voted in favor of gun control, then we know that, you know, that's somebody that's not no compromise 2A, because that's what we're looking for.
And tell me about some of your other events that you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing more events like this. Are you going to be doing other events across the state?
Yes, we're actually going to be doing on May 28th at Pro Gun Club in Las Vegas. We're going to be doing an event there that's kind of like a GOA fundraiser. You know, these lawsuits cost money, and unfortunately, the Biden administration has given us plenty of lawsuits to jump into, as you could say. So we're going to be asking for everybody who can come out there, please support that event. We will have some of our endorsed candidates there speaking, and just being able to be along with other, you know, do some shooting, do some good food. We're going to have some good food trucks there, and just come out and support the candidates that we've endorsed, but even more so, you know, support GOA, because that's what we need every member we can to get out here and fight for these rights.
And these events are free, though, to the public?
Absolutely, yes. Come out there. You know, the only thing I can tell you is if you come out, you don't cost you a thing, but a $25 membership, you know, a year with GOA can, you know, help us fight this legal battle with what they're doing with our Second Amendment.
And tell me how people can access a membership. How can they become a part of GOA?
All they have to do is get on the good old internet and type in Gun Owners of America, go to our homepage, and there's a join tab right there. It's very simple, and, you know, if they still like the old school of filling something out, we have, you know, a trifold brochure. I can get them and do that as well.
And again, repeat tonight's event, because this is going to be big, and it's going to be a great opportunity to actually meet and touch and listen to candidates all over the state, but in particular here in Southern Nevada. Can you talk about the event? Give us the particulars.
Yeah, it's going to be Congress District 1 plus state and Senate, or plus the state Senate plus the state assembly candidates, and they'll be in there at the office, and each one of them will get 2 to 3 minutes, you know, more likely 2 minutes with as many candidates as we have, to kind of speak and tell their side of what they think about the Second Amendment. And then, you know, we'll move on to the next candidate. But a lot of it is these people that don't get a chance to obtain, you know, to go to some of these events, they can come in there. We're very relaxed. We're very casual and be able to talk to them hand in hand to see what their views are on that subject specifically.
And that's this afternoon from 5 until 7 at Gun Owners of America offices at, 570 South Decatur?
Yeah, absolutely. In the Arizona Charlie's parking lot.
You can't miss it. It's right there. Hey,
Monty,
always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. It's always good to talk, and have fun tonight, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kevin.
There you go. Pacific Regional Director of Gun Owners of America, Monty Bowen. Good guy and a great cause, a tremendous cause. Again, the information, it's the 2022 primary election legislative candidate forum, assembly candidates, state senate candidates, and the CD1 candidates this afternoon from 5 until 7. Gun Owners of America offices at 570 South Decatur in Las Vegas. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line, believe it or not, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If he hadn't been bullied as a kid, Joey Gilbert would never have joined the boxing team on a dare in college. If he'd listened to the naysayers, he never would have learned the discipline and willpower necessary to become a 3-time national champion and 4-time All-American. And if he'd rested on his successes as a lawyer and businessman, he never would have heard the call to give back and run for governor. Nevada needs champions. Our schools, businesses, and families need people to stand up and fight for what's right. That's why my dad's running for governor. He'll fight for you the same way he fights for me.
Paid for by Nevada Homestead PAC.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I mentioned that we're going to let you hear more from Trevor Noah. He is a pretty funny comedian. He was hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. And I got to tell you, I laughed. He made me laugh. He roasted, this is what I really liked about it. He roasted both sides of the aisle, both the Dems and the Republicans. Here's a good example. This was Trevor Noah from Saturday night in our nation's capital.
And yes, I know a lot of you are worried. And yes, it is risky making jokes these days. You know, I mean, we all saw what happened at the Oscars. I've actually been a little bit worried about tonight. I won't lie. You know, I was like, what if I make like a really mean joke? You know, about like Kellyanne Conway, and then her husband rushes up on the stage and thanks me. I just hope we all stay calm. Because it is exciting to be here, even though some people don't think this dinner should even exist, as you said, Mr. President, you know, because some people think this shows that the media is too cozy with politicians. But what those people don't understand is that you guys have integrity. You would never allow personal connections to affect your ability to be good journalists. Isn't that right, Chris Cuomo? Where is Chris, by the way? Is he here? Couldn't make it? Oh, by the way, before we really get going, a few quick announcements. Anyone here who is a Democrat in a swing district, I've been asked to remind you not to hand your resume to the cable news execs at your table until after the event, please. Thank you very much. Also, a quick note before people order their Ubers home tonight. Governor Greg Abbott is generously providing free buses for the Telemundo table. Very classy. Very classy. But man, what a room this is, huh? Look at this room. Everyone is here tonight. We've got politicians, huh? We've got the media. We've got celebrities. Basically, anyone who's been to Jeffrey Epstein's island. This is an exclusive event. In fact, coming in, I heard Meghan McCain telling the bouncer, "Do you know who my father was?" And they were like, "You have a ticket. You can just come in." But she insisted on telling them who her father was anyway. And I'll tell you, as somebody coming from Africa, I mean, I've just got to say, this is so exciting, you know, to be at this swanky party full of Washington's most powerful people. You know, it's not as exciting as Madison Cawthorn made it sound, but still very sexy. Very, very sexy. There's many big names here tonight. Yeah, one of my favorites, Ron DeSantis, is here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I'm actually surprised that he found the time. You know, he's been so busy trying to outmaneuver Trump for 2024. I see you, Ron. I see you, Flair. Yeah, I've seen what you've been doing, blaming Trump for the lockdowns, distancing yourself from the vaccines that Trump created with his own two hands. Nobody knew how to make vaccines until I made them. Beautiful, beautiful vaccines. Nobody knew how. Not even Fauci. But Ron is playing it coy, man. He won't even tell people if he got the booster. Yeah. Or as they say in Florida, don't ask, don't tell. Am I right? I see you, Ron. You see, what I like about Ron DeSantis is like if Trump was the original Terminator, DeSantis is like the T-1000. You know, you're smarter than him. You're slicker than him. You can walk down ramps. Yeah. Because you see, no, Trump said he won the election, but everyone was just able to look at the numbers and see that he was wrong. That's why Ron DeSantis is one step ahead. First you ban the math textbooks, then nobody knows how to count the votes. Boom! My man!
Gentlemen, Jim, what'd you think about it? You were laughing in my ear.
I got to say, that was funny. I know his politics, and whenever his show comes on, Comedy Central, if I'm watching the show before it, I immediately turn the channel because I know he's going to be left-wing in his comedy and only go after the right. But you're right on target there. He did take shots at both sides, and it was actually pretty funny. I got to give him a thumbs up on that, and that was a great impression of Trump.
Can I tell you, that's the best one. That's better than Alec Baldwin. That's better than anybody I've heard do it.
There is a guy that goes around in airports and places. He looks like Trump. He sounds like Trump, and he'll even do little bits pretending that he's Trump. But that was spot on. I think Trevor Noah is definitely a rising star. I just wish he didn't wear his politics on his sleeve.
Yeah. Well, you know, the deal is, if you're a conservative and you're a comedian, you can't go on college campuses. They just won't let you on there. And a lot of comedians, believe it or not, won't do colleges anymore because of all the you know, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. Anything that's funny, you can't talk about.
Yeah, I know Jerry Seinfeld has mentioned that, and this was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He was concerned about that, and it's only gotten worse, obviously.
It's getting worse. It's not getting better. Coming up, more to come as we continue. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. That'll be coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChadhaForNevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. And while sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor.
I'm going to talk to you directly, in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is,